Iowans may be following the news closely now, but as NPR's Mike Pesca found out, not all Americans do. To say farewell to 2007, we asked NPR reporters for their favorite moments from the year, and Mike sent these snippets from New York City.
I invite you to recall an earlier time, March of 2007. Wild Hogs was topped at the box office. There were strong rumors that Fred Thompson would soon radically change the dynamic of the presidential race, and Lindsay Lohan had two more stints of rehab yet to come. But in Washington circles, the number one topic was Alberto Gonzalez. Would the embattled attorney general stay or go? It was one of those stories that had intrigue, speculation, and I noticed very little penetration into the consciousness of most Americans. To test this hypothesis, I hit the streets. It's Alberto Gonzalez. What do you think of him?
I don't even know who that is, though.
The name, Alberto Gonzalez, does that mean anything to you?
Not really.
Some people did have an opinion on Alberto Gonzalez, however. Do you think Alberto Gonzalez could win the MVP?
Yes, he could.
He could. What do you think his greatest strengths are? I mean, do you think of him more as a power hitter or a guy who could, field his position well?
I know he can definitely field his position well, but he will be tested for the power hitter coming up this season.
Finding Americans who don't follow the news ain't that hard, doesn't prove much, and I did find a lot of people who were clued in, but it was one of those stories where press coverage and public interest didn't quite sync up. Of course, in the end, Alberto Gonzalez did resign, but on the positive side, he didn't wind up in the Mitchell Report. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.